You've heard it said that there are three kinds of lies: lies, damned lies, and statistics. But social scientists in France say they need statistics to get at the truth about discrimination. French privacy laws prevent anyone from collecting statistics based on race or ethnicity. That means there's no official measure of France's minorities, but they do suffer discrimination. And the solution to that problem may require answers to questions that currently can't be asked. Anita Elash reports from Paris.
You can see France's multiracial reality on display at the Châtelet shopping district in central Paris. There are kebab stands and Chinese takeout places mixed among French jean and T-shirt shops. The crowd is a mix of white, African, Arab, and Asian. Here, it seems the official line that France is colorblind may be true.
Let's say you see African, of course, Algerian, like me.
Yahya Zahoura likes coming here because he fits in. But he says outside this district, things are different. Zahoura is 24 years old, the French-born son of Algerian immigrants. He speaks four languages and is pursuing an MBA. He's just returned from a year in London, where he landed work almost immediately. But back home in Paris, Zahoura can't get a paying job.
I have sent something like easily 100 or 80 CV, resume. Why I'm not finding any job or any internship? I believe it's maybe my name, my origin, or I don't know.
Zahoura can't prove discrimination. There are no data to back up his suspicions. That's one reason social scientists like Patrick Simon are pushing for France to begin collecting racial and ethnic statistics.
So, we begin with a question about, I would call it identity question.
Simon is with the French Demographic Institute. He's preparing the largest ever survey of France's immigrants and minorities. He believes racial and ethnic statistics could help quantify and address discrimination, as well as dispel some stereotypes.
We would like the society to be colorblind, but we cannot pretend that it is colorblind, because it is not. So we need to reveal and to explain and to interpret and to analyze how the perception of skin color, of racial or ethnic origin, may have an impact in social life today.
Simon wanted to ask direct questions about religion, race, and skin color. It would have been the first time such a survey had ever been allowed in France. But the French Constitutional Council said that collecting such statistics would be unconstitutional. Simon is still doing his survey, but he has to dance around the issues of race and ethnicity.
We ask one question: do you have problems to find a job? Say yes. And then they may reply, well, it's connected to my skin color. But you are not entitled to ask, what is your skin color? So you know that somebody may be discriminating against because of his skin color, but you don't know which one.
But others think the council made the right decision. Even some who study workplace discrimination, like Sorbonne professor Jean-François Amadieu. For him, the issue is one of French identity. The Republican ideal that everyone is equal, regardless of race, religion, or ethnic background. Amadieu says that in a legal sense, racial discrimination cannot exist, so it can't be measured.
In France, we consider that race is not a scientific concept. There is no race, and so it's not possible to do statistics based on something not scientific.
As he speaks, Amadieu switches to French to make sure he's making his point.
En pratique, il y a évidemment des discriminations ou des inégalités.
He concedes that in practice there is discrimination in French society. His own research confirms that. But he says collecting statistics based on race, religion, or ethnicity would only create more problems.
Si vous voulez attribuer des emplois à des personnes musulmanes, il faut pouvoir déterminer qui est musulman et qui ne l'est pas.
If, for example, you wanted to set aside a certain number of jobs for Muslims, you'd have to determine who is Muslim and who isn't. Then you'd have to see if any Muslims are already holding government jobs. So in fact, you'd be laying the groundwork for confrontation between different groups.
While France continues to struggle over statistics, the European Union has ordered member countries to start enforcing anti-discrimination laws. France has set up a commission to do that. But so far, the commission hasn't taken on many racial discrimination cases. Experts like Patrick Simon say without statistical information, it would be almost impossible to prove any claims. For The World, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.